Welcome to Sales Secrets. New shows daily. Subscribe now.
What do you do to even the playing field? How do you get support? How do you get leadership to change? You know, there's so many questions here to like do change management around women in leadership, women in sales.
Well, there are two different ways that an individual contributor or a sales leader can go about that. There's an old saying, Brandon, that the fish stinks from the head. And as a leader, if your culture is so toxic that women can't advance no matter their qualifications, then that is leadership's responsibility to change the culture. Mm. On the flip side, if you're a woman in that type of toxic culture, or you feel that you can't move up despite your qualifications, you've got two options. Number one, you can fight. You can go up against the culture, the machine, if you will, and try to encourage or influence leadership to make a change. That is going to require you to get your knees and elbows bloody. Mm. And some women want to do that. You can band together with your other women on the team, and you can talk to leadership. Let's look at policies, look at procedures. Let's look at all types of different things. But I encourage women to exercise their options. And there are tons of companies who reach out to me every single day and they say, we want to level the playing field. We have programs in place to elevate and advance women in sales. We have programs in place to prove to them that with our company, they have a pathway forward. So instead of, if you don't want to get your knees and elbows dirty or bloody, then go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. You've got options.
This show is sponsored by Seamless.ai, the world's best sales leads. Get direct dials, emails, and cell phones for anyone in seconds. Request an invite to join for free at Seamless.ai. That's Seamless.ai.
So I think your advice on it is spot on. Like, try to bring it up, and then if you can't, just get out.
Yeah. There are things that women, we counsel women on, things that they can do. Number one, you find allies. You find those men and women who can speak on your behalf in rooms that you're not able to enter. Then you get a committee of women together, whether it's your ERG or whether it's an informal committee, and you go to HR and you challenge the policies. You ask to look at the policies, and if there's something amiss, then you challenge them and ask them, why is it this way? 9 times out of 10, the policies are not, the action is not reflective of the policy. So then you can say, why is this action or why is this behavior, which is in direct contradiction to the policy, being allowed? You've got to ask the tough questions and make your leadership accountable. I think it starts with leadership adopting the attitude of creating a safe space for everyone to speak their mind. And when leaders create that safe space, when they're intentional about that, people are more likely to speak up. We also coach women to, let me go back. Society for generations has taught women to be the softer sex, to not speak up. And when we do speak up, we're labeled as aggressive when all we're doing is being assertive. So we have learned through generations that sometimes it's just best to be silent and not speak up. That is the worst thing you can do. But a lot of women don't know how to speak up because they don't know what to say. And they're also being afraid of being labeled a B.
Mm.
So in our training, we teach women, here's how you show up assertively, not passive, not passive aggressively, not aggressively, but assertively. We give them scripts. We call them that. I state. We give them scripts.
Like literally word for word scripts, how to do it, what to say.
Yeah, they're like prompts. Smart. Yeah, It is. So you can take that script and you can adapt it for any situation. So there's an I statement for asking for a behavior change or an I statement for asking for something that you want. And I've never had anybody come back and say, you know what, Cynthia, I tried it and it didn't work. But it's very effective. I use it to this day.
We are hiring here at Seamless.ai. That is right. We have over 850 positions open right now. Hundreds of SDRs, hundreds of AEs, 50 engineers across every department in the company. We're hiring nearly 850 positions this year. So if you want to work for Seamless.ai, help the world connect opportunity, apply at Seamless.ai/careers. Seamless.ai/careers. Seamless.ai/careers.
Thanks for joining Sales Secrets. New shows daily. Subscribe now.